Now that Thanksgiving is over, many Americans are shopping. This is Black Friday, traditionally a big day for retailers. And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 115 points. SRN News.
Conservative Theological University has provided biblical theological education for God's pastors, evangelists, missionaries, and Christian educators since 1982. CTU would be delighted to assist you in your Bible studies. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I believe we ought to be interested in, that we should celebrate: Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Are you thankful? I've said earlier in a little different fashion, even though we see a nation, our nation, that's divided, even though we see, according to the latest statistic, 57.5% of the Islamic Americans that's standing in the streets demonstrating, asking for Israel to be destroyed. Even in the midst of that, in the midst of the devastation that we see taking place at our borders, in the midst of the devastation to our military, our economy, we still need to be thankful. Thankful. In fact, a good illustration and parallel to that, and a contrast, the first Thanksgiving Declaration, 1623, November the 29th. The pilgrims had faced devastation, deprivation, and death. 102 had arrived. 53 within 2 years had died. And yet they are going to have a proclamation of thanksgiving and celebrate a thanksgiving and thanking Almighty God, the Declaration reminds us. Is that possible in America? Is it possible today that we have failed to be truly thankful? Is it possible because of the lack of thankfulness that God cannot bless us? Is it possible that in the midst of what we see today, in the celebration of this great, and it ought not to be just one day a year, where we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It should be a way of life. Dr. Adrian Rogers calls it the sacrifice of thanksgiving. The sacrifice of thanksgiving. We'll talk about that later in the broadcast. But ladies and gentlemen, is it possible that we're failing to thank the Lord for what He has done, is doing, and shall do in our nation, in our homes, in our families? We're to be thankful. Even, ladies and gentlemen, read an article this morning, and even in the midst of this, we still need to be thankful. It says, alarm over secret White House program that's tracking trillions of people's phone records. Dated November the 21st, Democrat Senator Ron Wyden, W-Y-D-E-N, of Oregon, sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland on Monday expressing his serious concerns about the legality of a surveillance program run out of the Biden White House called Data Analytical Services. It reported that indicated that the DAS program has for more than a decade allowed federal and state law enforcement agencies to mine, that's M-I-N-E, the details of Americans' calls, analyzing the phone records of countless people who are not suspected of any crimes, including victims. And it goes on to say, this is a dragnet surveillance program in which the White House pays AT&T to provide all federal, state, local, and tribal law enforcement agencies to the ability to request often warrantless searches of trillions of domestic phone records, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we could talk about the egregious nature of that all day. But even in the midst of that, even knowing that, we still need to say thank you, Lord, that we still live in the freest nation on the face of the globe. We need to still say thank you, Lord, that you've given us a Bill of Rights. Thank you for your word, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go with your question or comment, please.
How are you doing today?
Doing well. Blessed. Thank you so much. Yeah. Hope you are.
I just wanted to say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust.
Amen.
And he shall deliver thee. And I want to tell him thank you. Because he gave me Psalms 23 as a child, 91 as an evangelist, and 51 for those times that I have fallen. And I say thank you, Lord. I say thank you, God. He has allowed me to have 19 great-grandchildren. 5, 6, 7 grand. And I should have been dead a long time ago. So I say thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I noticed you have the problem I have sometimes. You have to start in your mind thinking, how many grandchildren I have? 1, 2, 3. how many great-grandchildren? Let's count them.
It
is something that we're blessed with, having a family like that. It's a blessing that God has given us with. And therefore, when we celebrate Thanksgiving, as we come together around the table, it's not just turkey time. It's not just feast time. It is a time of saying thank you for family. Thank you, God, for meeting our needs.
Yes, in the midst of it all. And Kenny and I, he can't get on the phone today, but we both want to thank you, because I pray your congregation and the people that hear this, your message of truth, realize what a jewel they have. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody that's on the line.
Thank you so much, Terry, for that. May you be blessed. May it be a blessed Thanksgiving for you, your family, and your extended family. And God bless you for that word of testimony.
God bless you, too. Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. What would you like to share with our listeners that you're thankful for? Do you feel blessed? Are you thankful for what God has done for you? Do you have a word of testimony to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for what you're doing? Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about perverting Thanksgiving. I find it egregious that in the midst of celebration and saying thank you to Almighty God for what he's done for us as Americans, as conservatives, as Christians, as patriots in America, what he's blessed us with in our nation, in our homes, in our families, with our health. If you're alive today and you're healthy, if you're alive today and you're able to hear this broadcast, if you're alive today and you're able to have family with you, that is enough to say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. It is a blessing to celebrate Thanksgiving with family. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another headline. Philly, Thanksgiving for the LGBTQ people. Free food, free drinks with friends, and a chance together with your LGBTQ family. It is egregious, dated November the 19th. These gatherings create an environment of acceptance for the LGBTQ family and can be a lifesaver for many queer and trans people. Thanksgiving is the first annual reminder that we won't be spending the holiday with the people who raised us end quote. And the article goes on to talk about their disdain for their families. If their families are straight, if the families are Christian, if their families love the Lord, if the families do not embrace and approve the sodomite lifestyle. This whole article is about those, quote, LGBTQ sodomite individuals saying that they can celebrate Thanksgiving in being thankful for being LGBTQ and for their LGBTQ friends and relatives and neighbors. Ladies and gentlemen, that's egregious. We are perverting Thanksgiving. We're taking Thanksgiving and making it into something that it ought not to be. It ought not to be the celebration of that which is a stench in the nostrils of God. The celebration of Thanksgiving ought not to be that celebration of that which is unholy, ungodly, and unbiblical. It ought to be saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for providing for our needs and for blessing us as a people. Ladies and gentlemen, I find it egregious, but at the same time, that is taking place today. Another headline, say hello to the queer Big Apple Corps and its marching band. Another headline, woke Christmas. This shows you that not only do we find the big merchants, the big box stores, the big organizations that's trying to destroy Thanksgiving, but also Christmas. Target sells black disabled Santa Claus and wheelchair ornaments. The article reads, it's beginning to look like a woke Christmas at Target as the mega retailer had launched some of the new Christmas trinkets featuring a Santa Claus in a wheelchair. The Santa figures do come in a variety of flesh tones for max diversity representation. Skin tones come in light or deep. Elevate your home's holiday spirit with the Santa fabric figurine in a wheelchair holding a gift. The description reads, quote, the decorative figurine features Santa Claus sitting in a green fabric wheelchair wearing his classic red and white fur jacket, black belt and boots, red pants, red hat, and holding a blue box in his hand. Featuring a freestanding design, it makes a great option for displaying on your mantelpiece, your shelf, or your tabletop, either alone as a part of the larger holiday scene. Target's been dedicated to selling merchandise that appeals to those of the woke LGBTQ community now for 2 or 3 years. And it goes on to talk about what they're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a stench in the nostrils of God. Thanksgiving ought to be a time that we gather together and we celebrate and we say, God, thank you, thank you, thank you for preserving us as a nation. Thank you for providing us with the liberties that we have in our nation. Thank you for providing us the religious liberties and the freedom of speech and the right to keep and bear arms. Thank you for preserving our family unit. Thank you for preserving America. And I could go on and on and on. What are you thankful for? I believe we have Miranda on the line. Miranda, go ahead and read the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Thank you, and same to you and your family.
Thank you. I am grateful to the Lord because of the fact that He is our great comforter. As you know, I suffered a great loss during the COVID situation, and the Lord has been so steadfast to comfort me and to guide me and to lead me through the grief and to help me through it. And He's just been just it's just amazing. Sometimes I get really upset and I pray, and within the moments I feel so much better because I feel like the Lord is talking to me and telling me, you know, that He's comforting me and that everything is going to be made right in the end. It will all be made right. So I'm just grateful for that, and I'm grateful for my family. I have a wonderful family, and I'm very, very grateful. Anyway, I'm very grateful for your broadcast as well. I feel like you're my friend.
Well, I feel the same, and I am blessed also. And you mentioned about the loss due to COVID in your family, and our family, gathers each Thanksgiving for the past couple of Thanksgivings now since September of 2021. It's a difficult time when we ponder the loss of our oldest son.
Yes.
As a result of the being tortured to death at the hands of the medical professions. And by the way, I don't know if you've read the article. I think I might have touched on it on one of the broadcasts. I'll do a serious broadcast one day next week covering that. But a 19-year-old girl in one of the hospitals, I forgot what state it was in, they did a DNR, do not resuscitate, on her record, even though the parents said don't. The mother was the one that was in charge of the health care for the child by way of a legal document. They refused to listen to her. They refused to follow any instructions from her. They continued to give medications under the guise of COVID that ultimately took her life. And now, for the first time in the history of COVID, the first time after COVID, the courts have allowed a suit against the hospitals and the doctors and the medical association that, quote, killed their 19-year-old daughter. And so it's my prayer that we'll continue to see things like that continue to open the doors for the potentiality of families across America to have some type of redress for the murder that took place of sons and daughters and husbands and wives, mothers and fathers during the pandemic, and would not allow the families to have any say-so, and yet administered drugs like remdesivir and others that took their lives. So, yes. Miranda, yes. I understand where you are, and I'm thankful for your testimony. We're praying for you and your family, and may this be a blessed Thanksgiving for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you today. What are you blessed by? What are some of the things that you are thankful for? Those that have known me for any length of time, they know my major list. I'm thankful for America. It is the best nation on the face of God's green earth. We have a lot of things that we're aggrieved by, a lot of things that we are bothered by that we find in America because of some of the sorry, good-for-nothing leadership that we have placed in the White House and in other venues and areas of leadership. But at the same time, I'm still thankful for America. I'm thankful for our flag. I can look at a flag, American flag, flowing, and I just absolutely am in amazement each and every time. I'm thankful for our flag and all that it connotes in the freedoms that we have. I'm thankful for those that are standing in the gap for us, those that are serving in the military, those that are our first line of defense that protects America 24/7. I'm thankful for the privilege of knowing God through the Lord Jesus Christ and the study of His Word. I'm thankful. Listen, across the world, most nations do not have the freedom of religion, the freedom to worship, the freedom to own a Bible as we have in America. Multitudes of nations today, if a person gets one Bible, they'll split it up, taking page after page after page and sharing the pages out of the Bible with others so that others will have a copy of parts of the Bible. That's how blessed we are with having the Bible in America today. So, ladies and gentlemen, I find it egregious that we have those that are trying to pervert Thanksgiving, as with the Macy's Day Parade and with things like Target and the perversion of the merchandise that they're selling. We should be thanking the Lord and saying thank you, thank you, thank you, as the first proclamation said. In fact, the beginning of that proclamation by Governor William Bradford of Massachusetts, the first Thanksgiving proclamation. Let me just read you a portion of that. Insomuch as the great Father hath given us this year an abundance of harvest and Indian corn, wheat, peas, beans, squash, and garden vegetables, and has made the forest to abound with game and the sea with fish and clams, insomuch as He has protected us from the ravages of the savages, has spared us from the pestilences and diseases, has granted us freedom to worship God according to the dictates of our own conscience. Ladies and gentlemen, most are not aware of the fact that when the pilgrims landed, it was for the purpose of searching for a land, a nation, where there would be freedom of religion. So I'm thankful that we have that freedom in America today. I'm thankful for our nation and our founding fathers and the nation's documents that we have today. I'm thankful that the Lord has given us, through the hands of our founding fathers, the Bill of Rights. I'm thankful for the bounty that he has provided for us, whether big or small, whether large or small, whatever God has given you, are you thankful for it? The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I'm thankful that he's watching over us, another has watched over us for another year. I'm thankful, ladies and gentlemen, that year in and year out, day in and day out, we have the privilege of saying thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us, what you've provided for us, what you've given to us as a great, grand nation. I'm thankful for it. In fact, in Psalms 107, ladies and gentlemen, I believe is an answer to where we are and where we need to be. Psalms 107, verse 1, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Verse 8 in Psalms 107, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of man." Verse 15, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of man." Verse 21, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." Verse 31, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." Ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 107, you would think that God's saying, we need to praise him. We need to thank him. We need to say, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you have done for us. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article here. Government list acceptable Christmas decor now makes big changes. City officials who just a week ago had outlined exactly what they would allow for Christmas decorations, that is, all non-religious snowflakes, greenery, and northern lights, abruptly now are claiming that was not intended to be a ban on religious items. It is Liberty Council that reported city officials from Wisconsin have quickly backpedaled on their demand after being given a letter that pointed out their requirement for non-religious decorations exhibited hostility toward Christianity. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on and on, but Christianity, there's a hostility in America today against Christians. We need to recognize that Jesus said, if the world hated me, it's going to hate you. If the world persecuted me, it's going to persecute you. But yet we need to thank him and praise him for his love for us, for his mercy, for his grace, and for what he's done for us. I believe we have Raymond on the line. Raymond, go with your question or comment, please.
Well, good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you for taking my call. I was just listening as I was eating lunch, and I thought, well, you know what? I need to call in and just share my list of things I'm thankful for.
Amen.
Since we're talking about Thanksgiving. So, first, obviously, the most important for all of us would be thank God for salvation through Christ Jesus, our Savior. So that's the most important thing.
Yes.
And I thank the Lord for my great family. I've grew up with good parents. Prayed a long time for my sweet wife, so I'm thankful for my lovely wife, Valerie. She's a blessing to me. She has a lot to put up with, as y'all know. So thankful for my wife, Valerie. And, you know, we've got great little grandkids and got a great little home. I'm debt-free out here on family property. I get to live right behind my parents and next door to my sister and my uncle. And so I don't have to worry about a mortgage payment. And it's just an amazing, the Lord blessed us with our little home and was able to do that debt-free. Thank God for a good little church. And I wish well. My pastor of 33 years is actually retiring at the end of the year on the 31st. He's just going to have to do that now. But so we thank God for a good pastor all these years that sought the Lord and preached the truth to us. And yeah. Lastly, I want to say thank God for Dr. Youngblood and Let's Face the Issues, bringing truth to all those listening for a good handful of years now. So
it's been less than
many things to. Sir?
Raymond, it's been less than 100 years, but it's been a blessing to me each and every day to come to the microphone and do this broadcast, and it's my prayer that it's a blessing to each one that listens each and every day, that there's a nugget or nuance of truth that is inculcated in the life of the listener that will change the trajectory and the direction that that life is going in, that God will use it to bless. And so I'm thankful for this privilege each and every day. It's a privilege that most do not have, and I'm thankful for it. And we're thankful for you, Raymond, and what you meant to us for less than 100 years. So keep on doing what God's called you to do. And thank you so much for that word of testimony. And praise to the Lord for the blessings of Thanksgiving. Have a blessed Thanksgiving, Raymond.
You too. God bless. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps Tony Perkins says it better in a summary statement. Tony Perkins says, as we prepare together with family and loved ones this week for Thanksgiving, our hearts are heavy for those at home and around the globe who are enduring various crises. And yet, because of the hope that we have in Christ, we can be thankful in all circumstances. And then he gives 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It is this counterintuitive gratitude that sets believers apart to be a light in a dark world, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the answer to it, that as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, especially as Christians, we need to be the light in a darkened world. It needs to set the stage, set the parameters as to what the world ought to be like. As Christians, we ought to face the world, even though it's dark and devastating and difficult on every hand. We should stand up and say, thank you, Lord. And not be fearful, not be ashamed of that thanksgiving. It is clear in Colossians 3:15, the latter portion of the verse, it says, be ye thankful. And I believe we need to be thankful. We need to be thankful that the Lord Jesus loves us. We need to be thankful that Jesus died on Calvary's cross for us. We need to be thankful that it's the Lord Jesus Christ that rose from the dead that gives us victory over sin, death, and the grave. Those are just a few things that we need to be thankful for today as we say, thank you, Lord. I'm looking at an article that says, should Christians celebrate Thanksgiving? This article is a massive article in relationship to why we should be thankful and the history of Thanksgiving. In part, it says, yes, Christians should celebrate Thanksgiving. It's time to thank God for the blessings of life. Celebrating Thanksgiving and declaring what we are thankful for shows God our adoration for Him and for what He has done for us. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful for people like football coaches and those that's in the public life that's willing to stand and glorify God. I'm looking at a headline. Football coach goes viral as he glorifies God in a rousing speech after the title win. If you've ever wondered whether a Christian football coach could make you feel like running through a wall from sheer joy, then wonder no more. And then it talks about a football coach that at the end of the game gave a rousing praise to God and glorified Him publicly for what He had done. And ladies and gentlemen, we ought not to be ashamed of Jesus. We ought not to be ashamed of the gospel. We ought not to be ashamed of what God has done for us. We need to stand and be the beacon to all of society, a beacon to all of the world that says that God loves me. Jesus Christ died for me. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We ought to be thankful this Thanksgiving as never before. So I'm praying today, ladies and gentlemen, for each and everyone that's under the sound of my voice, that you will have a happy, blessed Thanksgiving. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative